I tried to tell you, mate. Seventeen and a half is still jailbait. So tomorrow's the date for the trial of jailbait. And this you watch and see. The young girl will go free, and you'll get one to three. So out the door she walks, to another man she talks. Before you can count from one to eight, another man in for jailbait.
Please, Mr. Judge, if you just let me go this time, I ain't gonna mess with them young girls no more. I swear I ain't gonna bother no more, Mr. Judge. I ain't gonna bother none 15. I ain't gonna bother none 16. I ain't gonna bother none 17. I ain't gonna mess with none 18. I'ma leave that 20-year-old ones alone too. I'ma get me a girl about 42. If you just believe what I say, let me go, Mr. Judge. Please, Mr. Judge, I ain't gonna bother young girls no more. Give me a break, Mr. Judge. Please, Mr. Judge.
WMFO in Medford, 91.5.
Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge. Order in the courtroom. Here comes the judge.
We love the law. We're mad for it. We love the law.
Order in the courtroom.
We love the law.
If Marvin knew justice is the brand, we meet it out. Gavel in hand, we beat it out.
Order in the courtroom.
We love the law.
When I, dear friend, was called to the bar, I had an appetite fresh and hearty.
But I had only one thought in mind, to find the guilty party.
We love the law. We sing for it.
You break the law. You'll swing for it.
Order in the courtroom.
We love the law.
Grab your habeas corpus.
Order in the courtroom. We love the law.
Here comes the judge. We love the law.
$10 or 30 days.
Well, Judge, I'll take the $10.
Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge.
Order in the courtroom.
Here comes the judge.
Now, Pat, what's brought you here again?
Two policemen.
Drunk as usual.
Both of them.
Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge.
Order in the courtroom.
Here comes the judge.
Have you ever been up before me?
I don't know, Your Honor. What time do you get up?
Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge.
Order in the courtroom.
I am the judge.
Hear ye, hear ye. The court's in session. The court's in session. Now, here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Here come the judge.
Stop beating that bird. Cause here come the judge. Don't nobody budge. Cause here come the judge. Judge Shorty is presiding today. And he don't take no stuff from nobody. No kind of way. Hey boy, take off that hat. Where do you think you're at? I know where you gon' be.
Session.
Order in the court now.
Court in session.
black the man.
No, Your Honor.
Well, I'm sorry. You got to go then. You can't recognize the man.
No,
you got to go.
Man
guilty.
Yes, here come the judge. They're crowding round the high. Yes, here come the judge. I'd rather be lost in the jungles of Missouri than to face the judge this morning the way he feels. Here come the judge, John. Here come the judge.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head. No, no.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
Don't do it.
And keep your eye on the sparrow.
My name is Fred. Now, a couple of years ago, I founded Fred University, FU, to provide higher education at a lower price. Well, today, I am proud to establish a higher authority at a lower price, the First Church of Fred. Why wait till the last minute to avoid the fuzzy end of the lollipop after that long lick we call life? Lock it up right now in the First Church of Fred, the world's first drive-through church. Here, let me show you. Can I help you? What's your name?
Steve Berger.
What religion was you raised?
Jewish.
See, it didn't work for you there, did it? So why do you want to join up?
Well, I like the First Church of Fred because I want to get to heaven on low monthly payments.
Then come on in. Plenty of room. Glad to see you. Next.
This is Judy Carlo, and I was raised...
Let me guess. Methodist, right?
How did you know?
And it was the wrong method, and that's why you're here, right?
Well, I was attracted by the First Church of Fred's money-back guarantee on salvation.
That's the ticket. Drive on through, sister. Now, that brings up an interesting point. Come on into our chapel here. See that guy with the nails in his hands up on the cross there? It ain't who you think it is. It's me, Fred, and I'm paying for your sins right now, not 2,000 years ago, and I can guarantee your salvation or your money back. So buy yourself a stairway to heaven today and buy it for less at the First Church of Fred. And if that don't work, we'll start the Second Church of Fred, or maybe the Third Church, and then the Fourth, or the Fifth, or the Sixth. I'll keep
your Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are welcome at the First Church of Fred. Don't wait till you're dead. Call the First Church of Fred.
4, 3, 2, 1, shuckle everyone!
Shimmy, shimmy, shuckle, a brand new swinging loop. We got the wildest gimmick since Mama's chicken soup. The shimmy, shimmy, nimmy, nimmy, shuckle's got a beat. You can even do it while you're sitting in your seat. 4, 3, 2, 1, shuckle everyone! Shuckle with your hand, boy, you shuckle with your toe. Shuckle with your eyeballs and shuckle with your nose. Shuckle side by side or shuckle up and down. Shimmy, shimmy, vimmy, vimmy, shuckle all around. Shuckle to your left and shuckle to your right. Shuckle in the morning, shuckle in the night. Shuckle with your elbow.
picking. You know I'm picking when I'm picking on the chicken. Yeah, chicken, bump, bump, bump. Boiled chicken, fried chicken, cotton picking chicken. Well, my baby, 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 she picked the chicken for me. I said, my baby, 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 she picked the chicken for me. One more time, yes, my baby, 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 she picked the chicken for me. Bump, 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 bump.
Get a little caught up here. 1964, the Ready Men with Shot and Bread off of the Banger label. Not Banger Maine, Banger. We started things out, with some Andre Williams with Jailbait from 1957 off the Fortune label. Threw in some Ronan Martin's Laughing. Yes, it was a poor version of a white man's poor version of Here Comes a Judge, but if you watched Rowan and Martin's Laughing, understand. Shorty Long with Here Comes a Judge off the Soul 45, 1968. Some Billy West with First Church of Fred. Hello there. Phil Foster, The Shuckle Twist. And if the voice from 1962 off the Keynote label, if the voice sounded familiar, it should. It was Laverne DeFazio's father. Spark Plugs with Chicken. Told you I was going to have some more songs on food. I don't know what year it was released, but it's off the Norton label. And The Ready Man, as I said, Short and Bread from 1964. A couple more songs, then we'll go into Radio Obituaries. I may run a little long. That's okay with some people. We'll see. As I said, I kept adding songs, pulling songs, and I have some... A couple more songs, and then we'll get into... Radio Obituary. Oh, yeah, and The Riddler. And I forgot to tell you, Mel Torme actually penned that song, The Riddler. All right. enough of that. My brains feel like they're about to fall out here.
Hello there.
Yeah.
excuse me, is this the Undertaker's?
Yeah, that's right. What can I do for you, Squire?
Well, I wonder if you can help me. My mother has just died, and I'm not quite sure what I should do.
Oh, well, we can help you. We deal with stiffs.
Stiffs?
Yeah. Now, there's three things we can do with your mum. We can bury her, burn her, or dump her.
Dump her?
Dump her in the Thames.
What?
Oh, did you like her?
Yes.
Oh, well, we won't dump her then. Well, what do you think, a burner or a burier?
Which would you recommend?
Well, they're both nasty. If we burn her, she gets stuffed in the flames, crackle, 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 which is a bit of a shock if she's not quite dead, but quick. And then you get a box of ashes which you can pretend are hers.
Oh.
Or, if you don't want to fry her, you can bury her, and then she'll get eaten up by maggots and weevils, nibble, 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 which isn't so hot if, as I said, she's not quite dead.
I see. I'm not very sure. She's definitely dead.
Where is she?
She's in this set.
Let's have a look. Oh, she looks quite young.
Yes, she was.
Fred!
Yeah?
I think we've got an eater.
I'll get the oven on.
Excuse me, are you suggesting we should eat my mother?
Yeah, not raw. We'd cook her. She'd be delicious with a few French fries, a bit of broccoli and stuffing. Delicious.
What? Well, actually, I do feel a bit peckish. No, I can't.
Look, we'll eat your mum, then if you feel a bit guilty about it afterwards, we can dig a grave and you can throw up into it.
All right.
And with that, it's on to Radio Obituary. Monty Python, The Undertaker sketch. From another Monty Python record, 1972, we started out with some soupy sales with Your Brains Will Fall Out from the Do the Mouse LP, 1965, ABC Paramount. Edie Adams and Ernie Kovacs with Indian Love Call from the Ernie Kovacs collection. So tonight's Radio Obituary, we're going to start with Alan, and I tried to, like, write out people's names. Longmire, Alan Longmire, Scottish musician and founding member of the 1970s pop group the Bay City Rollers. He played the bass guitar in the band while his younger brother, Derek, was the drummer. He was married twice, first to Joan from 1985 until a divorce in 1990. They had one son, Jordan. His second marriage was to Ellen Renkel and lasted from 1998 until his death. She had two sons of her own. Okay. Sadly, he died on July 2nd after contracting an illness while on holiday in Mexico. Ellen Longmire was 70 years old. So, although it's past midnight and it's Sunday, it's still Saturday night if you get to the Central Mountain or West Coast. Pacific, yeah, that's what it's called. Pacific time zones. Oops. So let's start out with some Bay City Rollers on your Radio Obituary on Bubbles in the Think Tank on WMFO in Medford 91.5 or on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org.
Saturday night, Saturday night, I
On June 21st, Grammy-winning producer David Bianco died after suffering a stroke. His productions, mixing, and engineering credits include work with Bob Dylan, Ozzy Osbourne, AC/DC, Mick Jagger, and many others. In 1996, he won a Grammy for his work on Tom Petty's Wildflowers album. Other notable works include Osbourne's Osmosis, Jagger's Wandering Spirit, and Dylan's Together Through Life. Calling him Rick Rubin's secret weapon for a while, Buffalo Tom's Bill Janovitz recalled how Bianco lessened the pressure when his band struggled for direction at the end of the 1990s. When it came to production, he was bold, committed to tape, if you believe in it. Be it compression, reverb, whatever, wrote Janovitz, and he felt like not only should every pop song have a middle eighth, but that the middle eighth should be the key to the lyrical theme. As I said, he loved the Beatles, so we wrote more middle eighths, and no instrumental middle eighths cop out. It doesn't say how old he was or what date of birth he had. But Grammy-winning producer David Bianco. And let's make sure I have this fade up and that I play this one.
The tempo and the tides of the moon. It's all
PSA. So here's a couple PSAs before we keep doing the radio obituary.
There's a price tag on almost everything. Whether you drive a shiny new 1952 model or a pre-war jalopy, you had to pay the price. And when you're driving that car, remember that speed also has its price. The price tag on speed violations last year was 15,000 killed and 500,000 injured. This year, thousands of lives can be saved if you and millions of other motorists come to the sober realization that speed is the biggest killer on the highways, and resolve to slow down before you or someone else pays the price that must be paid for it. You can do your part by keeping within speed limits. At all times, drive as though your life depends on it. It does.
This is Groucho Marx. A few days ago, I was talking with the Director of Civil Defense, and he told me some things that I feel everyone should know. That's why I'm speaking to you now. Did you know, for example, that your chances of surviving an atom bomb attack are excellent? It's true, but there's a big if. You must do everything possible now to help yourself and your family. Nobody else will help you. Listen, because this is important. Keep a complete first aid kit handy. Keep a closed container of drinking water in your refrigerator, enough for 3 days. Be sure you have a good fire extinguisher. Take a look around your house right now and pick out the safest spot, away from windows and doors. Make sure that every member of your family understands he is to rush to that safe spot when there's danger. I'm convinced that these precautions are necessary right now, and I hope I can convince you. They're important to your family, yourself, and your community.
A public service message brought to you by Groucho Marx and WMFO. All right, let's get serious. Brian Brown. Canadian jazz pianist and composer. Born in Montreal, Brown moved to Ottawa as a teenager and was playing professionally by the age of 18. Though largely self-taught, Brown attended the Berklee School of Music in Boston, Massachusetts, and later studied with Oscar Peterson at Peterson's Advanced School of Contemporary Music in Toronto. He rose to prominence in the Canadian jazz scene in the early 1960s, performing in popular jazz venues in Ottawa and Toronto, and appearing in the national weekly CBC radio programs Adventures in Rhythm, The Brown Beat, Nightcap, Jazz Canadian, and others. His group, the Brian Brown Trio, performed as a house band on the CTV musical variety program The River Inn. In 1969, Brown appeared as one of the four featured pianists, including Bill Evans, Errol Garner, and Marion McPartland on the CBC television special Jazz Piano. He recorded 11 albums on Capitol Records, RCA Victor, CBC Jazz Images, and CJAM Recordings, now known as Triplet Records. He died of lung cancer and tracheal cancer on June 5th, 2018. Brian Brown was 81 years old. And yes, I do have the right song queued up, and here we go. Nick Melgen. He was an American writer, humorist, and artist. He was known for his work as a contributor comics writer, illustrator, and editor for the satirical magazine Mad. God, did I love Mad Magazine. I still like Mad Magazine. He also scripted Superfan, a 1970s comic strip by Jack Davis. He was active as a lyricist of musical theater, and had columns in various specialized magazines about culture and sports. He spent most of his career at Mad Magazine, on whose editorial staff he worked for 48 years. His progress can be observed by studying the magazine's masterhead, which moved him from ideas to war correspondent during an army stint, to editor, associate, to associate editor, to editor a position which he held for 20 years. You think it's easy to read this stuff? His business cards used to identify him as Mad's tennis editor. After retiring from that job in 2004, Melgen was listed as a contributing editor. Although he had fewer than 10 official bylines in 48 years, Melgen was a major behind-the-scenes contributor to the satirical magazine's contents and direction. Mad artists and had often characters, you know what I'm talking about, themselves and their compatriots, particularly Sergio, and Dave Berg's the lighter side of, and Melgen was often portrayed as a tennis player due to his love of the sport. In addition to his work on Mad, Melgen wrote for the musical theater. He wrote book and lyrics for Tim and Scrooge and a musical sequel to A Christmas Carol with music by Nell Berg. He also collaborated with Berg and librist Dan Hems on a musical version of the film Grumpy Old Men. Melgen was also an art instructor at the School of Visual Arts in New York City. His books include The Art of Humorous Illustrations and Drawing from Within. He died of a heart attack at the age of 82 on June 2nd. As I said, Nick Melgen was 82 years old. Here we go.
Young men and women. These Jesus, eager young men and women who will someday serve as leaders of this community, this country, and this world. We, the administration and faculty of Millett Fillmore High School, and you, the parents of these leaders of tomorrow, can be proud indeed of this moment, for these students have worked hard, played hard, and never shirked from the obligation to the future that they now wear as a mantle. It is no light burden these young men and women carry upon their shoulders, but a cloak of responsibility that they have been so ably trained to wear over these past 4 years. With the dedication of their capable teacher. The encouragement of you, their supportive parents. Inspirational examples set forth by the leaders of this great nation of ours. Leaders of strength.
Steve Soto, bassist for The Adolescents and Agent Orange. First in with Agent Orange, which he formed in 1979, then in The Adolescents, which he helped form the following year. Along with Social Distortion and The Vandals, Soto and his groups would emerge as the most influential punk bands, hardcore or otherwise, to come out of the Orange County, California, during the early 1980s. Members of The Offspring, Green Day, and Rancid have since noted Soto's direct influence on them. Steve Soto passed away June 27th, 2018. He was only 54 years old. That's all Belinda's fault. She sent me the music. Stuart Lipton, Jonathan Fire Eater frontman, has died. He was 43 years old. He formed the indie rock band Jonathan... Oh, what was that? That was interesting. He formed the indie rock band Jonathan Fire Eater as a high school student in Washington, D.C. He and his bandmates, Tom Frank, Paul Maroon, Matt Barrick, and Walter Martin, would later move to New York in the mid-1990s, becoming a precursor to the city's rock revival that would really ramp up in the 2000s. Lizzie Goodman's recent oral history of New York City music in the 2000s, Meet Me in the Bathroom, opens with Jonathan Fire Eater citing them as a major influence in a burgeoning scene, through They Never Made It Big. Sadly, as I said, he was 43 years old. Oops. And I believe it's this song. Grady McElrath. When I read this one, I kind of like, oh no. Died June 9th, 2018. He was born in Greenwood County, South Carolina. He was a graduate of 96 High School and Lander College. In high school, he played all sports and music on the side. In 1962, he and his friends formed a band that played shows for colleges across the Southeast. He became a huge Georgia Bulldog fan. In 1966, John and his friends went to Arthur Smith's studio in Charlotte, North Carolina, and recorded a song. It became a nationwide hit and has been a party classic for music lovers for decades. He was 77 years old. And as I said, when I read this one, I was like, oh, because I play this song a lot.